But anyway, we're going to look this morning in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. And you know, there's so much in this passage. I always write dates over the passage when I preach from it, or when I bring a message from it, or a devotional even with young people. I write dates, and this is a very busy passage for me in my Bible, because there's so much in this passage. And we could talk about the fact that Christ saw it needful to pray. He found himself praying. We could talk about the fact that he sent the disciples on a mission. And their mission was the fact that they were going to have to go through a storm. And he actually sent them out, knowing that there was going to be a storm. We could talk about how that he thought it was needful for the multitudes to go away and to go back home. And so there's a lot of things, but this morning's message is inside the storm. And I was thinking about it last Wednesday night. I was coming home from work, and they were calling for some storms, and you could see a lot of black clouds. And I was actually riding down, and I don't rebel too much, but they still call this Market Street. I still call it 421. That's my rebellion. I still call it 421. But I was coming there at the intersection of Sandy Ridge Road, and I was headed towards Kernersville, and I looked to my right, and there was this awful looking black cloud. It was just huge. And I remember my mother saying growing up, when she would see one, she would say, well, somebody's getting a storm. Somebody's getting it hard. And then I looked to my left, and I saw where it was coming down around High Point. And so I was right in the middle. And then by the time I got home, I had just gotten home to get ready to come to church, and the bottom fell out, and it rained and rained and rained. And then when I was coming to church, I was on those same roads, and it didn't even look like it had rained a drop, on 421 there in front of the, Colfax School and all that. And it's amazing to me how that when you kind of look at a storm, you can see it approaching. And you think about the lightning as it strikes. You think about, you know, especially when it's a streak of lightning, you think, goodness, that had to have hit something. And so when you think about that, think about the fact that there's storms in people's lives. There may not be one in our life at this present time, but there's one somewhere. And so I hope this message can be a help to all of us as we all go through this storm, and so the storms in life. And of course, I want us to not consider necessarily the storm as much as let's put ourselves in the storm. And we don't like to be in storms. We don't like that. And I told you one time that when I was a little kid, my sisters, they used to pick on me a lot. And they told me that as long as you're in a car, that you wouldn't get struck by lightning because you're on tires and that's rubber. You know, that's rubber. You know, that lightning won't go to something that's rubber. So I took it literal, and I used to sleep with my tennis shoes, because they were rubber and there was a storm approaching. So, still have a pair beside my bed now. I really don't have. Let's begin reading with verse 22 of Matthew 14. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountains apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds were contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the waters to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately he stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, where dost thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship come and worshipped him, saying, of truth, thou art the Son of God. Think about the words that says, as he said to the disciples, and they were fearful because of all that was happening, because of the storm. Even they were afraid of him as he was coming. He said the words, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. Thank you for loving us. And Lord, we are grateful this morning. We're just simply grateful that we know that you love us and that you care for us. And Father, if there's someone here in the midst that doesn't know Christ as their personal Savior, whether it be in our service or online listening, Lord, I pray that you'll tug that heart and cause them to realize the only hope that man has is Jesus. Father, I pray if there's someone here this morning that just needs an extra touch, that just needs your presence, Lord, I hope they will consider the words, be of good cheer, and as I, be not afraid. Help us to not be afraid with all the things that's happening in the world, but help us to look to you. Help me, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It was about 29 and a half years ago, very early, the wee hours of the morning, a loud noise was heard and a crack of thunder. The winds began to blow harder and harder. Darla and I could hear hails beginning to hit the roof of the house that we were in. And the rains began to get a lot harder. And I got up out of bed and looked out the window towards the yard light, and it was raining so hard you couldn't even see the yard light. And the lightning got worse. And we began to hear this awful roaring sound. And although we didn't say anything, we were both wondering in our minds, what can we do? What should we do? Where could we go? We went through the doorway and went into the entrance of some stairs that went down into the basement. And our minds were racing. What is happening? Because the loud roar was getting a lot greater. And I had grabbed a flashlight beside the nightstand, and we sat down on the steps going into the basement, and I began to shine the light. And I began to see in certain parts of the basement that we were living in, it was raining so hard that the cinder blocks, the foundation of the house, water began to go through the cinder blocks. And we could hear this awful noise outside the house. We were waiting for windows to break. And we looked at each other and we began to silently pray. Fear was gripping our hearts. What was going to happen? What was going to be the outcome? You know, you see storms like this, and you see all the awful storms that's been recently, and you see them on the news, and you see them on social media, and you see houses destroyed and homes and the loss of life. And you're looking on it as an individual from the outside, and we're thinking how tragic and how sad and how difficult those individuals might have it. But when we're going through it ourselves, we have to look at a different approach because we're the actual ones going through it. Moments later, in this early morning wee hour, things just all of a sudden got calm. And every house in this storm path has a story. We got out of the driveway. I jumped in the car, and we didn't have 29 and a half years ago, we didn't have the cell phones that we have now. And so our phone didn't work. We didn't have any power. And so we jumped in the car, and I went to the left, and we were headed. It was in the same path of her parents' house, and we went that way to try to see if they were okay, and there was trees blocking the road. And so we turned around and went back the other way, which the path of the storm was kind of the same way in my mother's house. And we went a little ways, and there were big trees across the road. We couldn't go anywhere. And so we found out later as they began to clear the roads, we found out that everyone was okay. But it's kind of amazing what goes through your mind when you're in the middle of a storm, and how that everybody looks at a storm just a little differently. I mean, the first thing that came to Darla's mind was her parents' home. And the first thing that came to my mind was my mother's home. And it's not that one was any important than the other. It's just that's how your mind works. And then the next thing that I thought of was I have no way to call in for work because there's no way I can go to work. And then she was thinking, well, how can we get this done? So what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to get us to picture is we may have the same storm, but everybody's going to look at it just a little differently based upon what's happening in your mind and the circumstances that's taking place. And so we have to be conscious of that. Because when we look through a storm, and when we go through a storm, we might say, well, all you have to do is this. And you kind of like, well, all you have to do. But to me, if you're saying that to me, I'm thinking, well, no, it's not that easy. And so we're trying to set a stage here as to what was taking place here in the book of Matthew. But I will say this. It was the same storm that these were going through as they were in the boat. And I will say that no matter who was in the boat, there was a certain amount of fear that was taking place. And there was the unknown that was taking place because they really didn't know what was going to happen. And then to see someone walking on the water, can you kind of imagine all the things that were that was escalated, and how the minds were being escalated? Well, there's a passage of Scripture that comes to my mind in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, and the Bible says, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness." So no one likes to go through these storms. But in the end, there's peace. This morning, I would like us to get within the storm of these ones that were in the boat. So we have to first see in verse 24 that the storm came. The Bible says, "But the storm was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds were contrary." And you that's been out I'm a 50-50 person. 50-50. You're probably already thinking that since I used to sleep with my shoes. 50-50, kind of in my right mind. But I'm a 50-50 person. If I go out deep sea fishing, then I'm a 50-50 person, because once I can't see land anymore, then there's a 50-50 chance I'm going to lose my groceries. And there's a 50% chance I won't. And I never know how it's going to be. But as soon as I can see land again, I'm okay. And so I've been out on a boat before, and we've seen a storm coming, and then all of a sudden, as the storm gets a little closer, then the waves get bigger, they get deeper, and of course we have fishing on our mind, and so you're holding on for dear life with one hand, and you're fishing with the other because you've got a lot invested, okay, and you're wanting to catch fish. And I've been to the point of been out to where the water was so, it's like the boat was down here and the waves are up here. And you're looking straight in and you're seeing water. And that's not very pleasant fishing, I can already tell you. And so a lot of times the captain will get you back in the cabin when it gets real bad. But what I want to see is the fact that when they were in this boat, there was a storm that came. And every person, I've already mentioned it, every person in the ship was going through this storm. And I'm sure that things were running through their minds. Think about what would be running through your mind. Concerns, fears, worries, what's going to happen? And then there comes a face in the darkness. Number two, there's a face in the darkness. He came. So not only were they dealing with the wind, but they in the storm, but they also saw Jesus walking on the sea, verse 25. And that was within the storm. But although that caused fear, and we know it caused fear because he said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." So we know it caused fear. But within the storm, I'm grateful for Jesus. I'm grateful for Jesus. And they didn't understand that. But if you've gone through very many storms in life and you know that the Lord has helped you through it, the word grateful comes to my mind because we're grateful that He's coming. We're grateful for His presence. So during the darkest hour of the night, Jesus came walking on the sea. And how many can give testimony this morning of some dark hours in your life that you felt God's presence? Just like He came walking on the sea. May we be reminded this morning that in our darkest hour, God is still in control. God is still in control. God knows exactly what was taking place. I made reference to that in the beginning, the fact that God sent them into this ship. So God knows everything that's happening in our life. And although we're troubled about the things that's happening, and I could give you a list of things that's happening in our country, and I could give you a list of things that's happening in our world, and we can become very troubled about those things, but just always keep in mind, we are winners either way. No matter what. We are winners either way. And I would like to encourage you to say that things are going to get better. But let me put it this way. Things are going to get better one day in eternity. That's what we look to. That's what we look for. But in the midst of this storm, we have Jesus. In the midst of this storm, we have Him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have." Notice what it says, "For He hath said," and how many have claimed this verse this morning, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Notice that in the darkness, He could be seen. They saw Him. They didn't understand until later, but they saw Him. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. The face in the darkness. But there's also a face in what one would consider disaster. There was disaster taking place. The disciples were in a fight for their life. They were struggling. They were afraid. They must have been thinking, all hope is gone. But the passage of Scripture that comes to my mind, the reason that I come to that conclusion, is found in Mark chapter 6, verse 48. The same account here is recorded. And it says, "And He saw them tolling and rolling, for the winds were contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, He cometh unto them, walking on the sea, and He would have passed by them." So Jesus saw them toiling and rowing, and He understood that the winds were great. But again, we have His face that we can look to. We have His presence that we can feel in the midst of the storm. And this is all happening within the storm. It's kind of like what I was saying a little earlier. When you look out, you ride down the road and you look out and you see this storm. And you know someone is getting it pretty hard. We were on the parkway recently. We went to one of the overlooks and we could actually see that. We saw some dark clouds, and you can always tell when somebody's getting rained. You know, it's a great distance away, and you can always tell that it's raining. And we couldn't even see, but it wasn't too long after that we were actually watching the storm as it was moving. Just really an amazing thing. But the people that were in the storm, there's very few times that you're going to say, "That's amazing." But as we look out and we're on the outside and we see this great storm, Darla and I were talking about how amazing this storm looked. But I guarantee you those that were getting pounded probably weren't thinking how amazing. They were probably thinking, what about this and what about that? So we're within the storm this morning as we look at this passage. And He came in the face of the deep. This was deep water. Deep water. The very thing that the disciples feared, God used. Think about that. The very thing that the disciples feared, God used. Because Jesus came to them. And I wished I could tell you this morning, but I know that I can't. I wished I could tell you that storms in life aren't hard, because they are.
Amen.
I wished I could tell you this morning that storms wasn't tough, but they are. Everyone goes through them. And although our storms might be different, we can all have His presence. That's the same. That's for us to remember. Our storms might be different, but we have His presence. I was talking to my sister yesterday, and for some reason, I was thinking about our past. And I was trying to remember, and although there's a lot of negative things with social media, and there's a lot of it, there's also some positives. And so I actually sometimes do a little search, and I found a church that my dad he never pastored, but we went there for a little while, and it's a new building, and so sometimes I'll go back and I'll watch some of their services, and I go down memory lane, and so that kind of got me interested in some of the other churches that he was a part of. Some of them aren't online, but there are a few. And so I couldn't remember the story. I couldn't remember the story about this church. I was just little. I couldn't remember. I knew we went there, but I just couldn't remember. So I called my oldest sister, and so we talked yesterday, and we were talking about it, and so she said, "You're causing me to think about things that I hadn't thought about in years." And I said, "Well, I'll give you a minute, you know." And so we chatted, and it's amazing some of the same events that took place in our life, and we didn't have a lot. I mean, we weren't well off financially. My dad worked and my mother raised six children. I talk about me being the last one. I don't know if that was a blessing to them or bad for them because they quit. But it was amazing. We were talking about the same events that was in our life, but she looked at them at a different perspective than what I looked at them. And I'm like, but the same thing happened. And then that got me to thinking about a Christian's life. And although we may have this, storms, we look at them a little bit with a different perspective because they're affecting us in a different way. And so my sister was older. There were things that she understood more so than I understood as a child. And so she looked at some of the things this way. But it was kind of neat to see her perspective versus my perspective. And it was the same event. And so we can take these storms in life and realize storms are different for every person. But what we should be grateful on is the fact that we have His presence. And that's the same. That's the same. And we have the same help, and we have the same blessing, and we have the same salvation. And that's why grateful comes to my mind this morning. Because these disciples were in different parts in their life. They were doing different things. And you say, well, how do you know they were different in their perspective? Peter's the prime example. He's the only one that said, "Let me walk to you." And this isn't Peter, you know, he didn't have faith because he says, "O thou of little faith, where dost thou doubt?" in verse 31. But this is the perspective of the fact that Peter thought enough of Jesus and thought it was so important that he says, "Hey, let me come to you." Jesus says, "Okay, come." And he says that in verse 29. But then he began to look at the things around him, and he began to look at the winds and began to look at all those things, and then he began to sink. But what do we see? Jesus stretched forth his hand. Peter was at a different part in his life. But Jesus was still there. And you may be at a different part. I've heard people say, and I've said it before, you know, I'm just not hitting on all cylinders today. I'm going through this and I'm going through that, or I'm in a slump, or I'm in a whatever. But it's important for us to remember, we have the same help and we have the same Savior no matter what's going in our life. And He can help us. And that's exactly what He did. We have to see within the storm. His presence. The storm was hard. The storm was tough. But His presence was there. And He simply said in verse 32. He says the words in verse 31, "O ye of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt?" He could really kind of apply that to the whole ship. But notice what happened in verse 32. And when they were coming the ship, the wind ceased. And that's what we all look for. Is we look for that storm to be over. And we look for that peace. What does this storm reveal? What is within the storm that can help us this morning? And I'm just going to mention them by name. First of all, it reveals the Savior, which is Jesus Christ. Storms in our life can reveal the Savior if we allow it to. Second, it reveals peace because He gives that peace. Notice what it says, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." It reveals peace. Storms also, within the storms, reveal power. Because it was Jesus that calmed the storm. And then I repeat, because I believe it's most important, is the storms in our life reveal our Savior. Jesus calmed the storm. And in the end, what does getting through the storm do? It brings praise. It brings praise. Verse, when the wind ceased in verse 32, the Bible says in verse 33, "Then they were in the ship, came and worshipped Him, saying, Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God." Their eyes were on Jesus. That's what storms do. Their eyes were on Jesus. When we were going through that storm 29 and a half years ago, we were praying. We weren't worried what we were going to eat for breakfast. We weren't worried about what we were going to eat for lunch. We were praying for safety and the safety of others. And we were praying. And it wasn't a lot of fancy words. It was, Lord, please help me. And when we go through storms of life, that's what we do. We say, Lord, please help me. But in the end, their eyes were on Jesus. In the midst of the storm, Jesus must be in the center of every storm that we go through. We can see a lot of things. We can see anxiety. We can see frustrations. We can see turmoil. And every storm's different. Remember, every storm's different in a person's life. But the most important thing that should be the same for every one of us is Jesus being in the center of that storm. And we can't judge anyone else's storms. We only have to look at our storms. But Jesus needs to be in the center. So our challenge this morning is this. Is Jesus in the middle of whatever you're going through? Oh, we know we have Him. We know we're saved. But is He in the middle of your storm? Fear's still going to come. The tossing and being afraid and all those things are still going to come. But remember the words, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. How could He say those words? Because He was in the middle of the storm with them. And He needs to be in our storms. Storms still came. But thank God for the peace that He gives. And they worshiped Him. We're going to have our invitation this morning. And if the Lord has spoken to your heart, I challenge you to come. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, that's where it all starts, is knowing Jesus. But if there's something that you're dealing with, let me invite you to come and just talk to the Lord. If there's someone online that's listening, that's going through trials and tribulations, remember, Jesus needs to be in the middle of this storm. And He'll give you everything you need to get through it. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, as hard as it is sometimes to say, because no one likes to go through it, but we thank You for the storms. And it's hard to say that. You know our hearts. It's hard. Because they're tough. But most importantly, Lord, these storms cause us to sense Your presence and feel Your presence. There's a lot of things that's happening in the world that brings you turmoil, and you say, what's going to happen next? What's going to be the outcome? Things are getting bad. And Lord, we know for the Christian, it's just another storm. Lord, what we need is You need to be in the middle of our storms. So, Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, I pray that everyone will put You in the middle. And, Lord, we give You praise because we're grateful this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What number do you have for us, Brother Jim?
It's 270.
270.